a letter from a listener in response to an interview we aired on April 23rd. The interview was with writer Anne Bracken, who, if you heard the segment, you may recall suffered from severe depression. Among other things, she tried to alleviate her condition by submitting herself to ECT, electroconvulsive therapy. During the interview, I asked her about that experience. Here's how she described it.
Terrifying, because when I was a teenager, I remember my mother having the treatment with a psychiatrist who administered it without anesthesia. And I did not know what was happening to my mother. My dad simply said, please meet me in this office after school. I was in high school. Later, my parents told me a little bit about it, and the big thing that they said to me was that it impairs your memory, and in the past, it had helped my mother.
And yet you got to a point in your life where you wanted to take this risk for yourself.
Yes. I was filled with suicidal ideation for a long time, and I just really couldn't stand it anymore, and I decided to go ahead and try it.
Do you remember how you felt when you walked out after that experience?
Well, I had 7 treatments. The problem is it does impair your memory, so I have fuzzy memories of that time. I remember going home and seeing a painting on the wall and asking my children when we got that painting. I literally could not remember how to get to the store from my house. So it was very odd the kinds of things that you would forget. I remember being really terrified every time I went into the operating room. You know, the doctors were singing and they were playing rock music, and to them it was another day at work. And to me it was somebody running electricity through my brain, which was pretty terrifying.
Again, that's writer Anne Bracken from an interview we aired here on The Signal a few weeks ago. And when listener Patty Maslinoff heard that, she was inspired to write this to us. Patty writes, I had ECT in 1995 and then again in 2011. I did have a fair amount of memory loss in 1995, but in 2011, memory loss, if any, was hardly noticeable. I say if any because there can be some memory loss for anyone who is suffering from severe depression. I would want your audience to know, first of all, that ECT is not given without anesthesia. I am horrified that anyone could have received ECT without anesthesia. Patty continues here, I believe that ECT has twice saved my life. Both times I was suicidal and I could not continue to live as I was. So even though I had memory loss after the 1995 ECT, I chose to have it again in 2011 because it had worked for me before. When I talk about having had ECT, I sometimes compare it to having chemo for cancer. One doesn't have chemo for fun, and it's understood that there will be substantial side effects. One has chemo because it may save one's life. The stigma of ECT can only be conquered if people speak out and if radio hosts like you will have such guests on their program. A letter there from listener Patty Maslinoff. I want to thank you, Patty, for sharing. And listeners, we're always happy to hear from you. You can reach us through our website, wypr.org/programs/signal.